His Excellency, Mr. President, distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to comprehensive and appropriate global health strategy and policy of the World Health Organization and national health strategy, over the past year, Vietnam has achieved remarkable progress in healthcare for its people as compared with the other countries with the same level of income per capita. For the coming time, with the term of the post-2015 agenda, Vietnam is setting some main priority for 2015 to 2020 with the vision until 2030 as follows. The first, gaining strong political commitment and support from the National Assembly government through the approved laws, statutory policy in health, as well as increasing budget for the national health program using government bonds for upgrading health care facilities. The second, prevention and control of emerging infectious diseases such as H5N1, H1N1, hand foot mouth disease, and the risk of H7 coronavirus, as well as neglected disease. At the same time, addressing natural disaster caused by climate changes. The third, prevention and control of non-communicable disease, putting NCD's program into national targeted programs. Recently, Vietnam National Assembly passed the law on tobacco control, in which the Health Promotion Fund was established using tobacco tax and revenues. The fourth, continue to maintain the success of MDGs. Vietnam is ranked among the first 7 countries out of the 74 countries to achieve remarkable progress in maternal and child mortality reduction, with more focus on maternal and child health, tuberculosis, malaria, HIV/AIDS. Another issue needs to address is the quality of population. The imbalance sex ratio, which is a considered emerging issue in Vietnam. The fifth, continue to pursue health care financing reform in the health sector, including autonomy in public hospital, and to encourage the more investment from private sector. Over the past year, Vietnam put a high priority in its policy agenda for the universal health coverage. We consider health insurance is a sustainable funding source for health care service and to improve the quality of health care service, especially in public hospital. With the strong support from the government, 100% of poor people, children under 6 years of age, and people of minority groups have been covered 100% health insurance premium. For near poor people, 70% of health insurance premium have been covered by the government since 2012. However, Vietnam has to face with the challenges for coverage of informal sectors. The sixth, consider human resource development in health sector is high priorities. Improve the human resource in health both in quality and quantity. Start implementing rotation of health professional from higher level to lower level to ensure the quality of health professional at lower level, with the obligation of 3 years for men and 2 years for women health staff. The seventh, strengthening health system from central to commune and village level. Currently, 100% of commune have a commune health center. Recognizing the roles of birth attendant in remote and mountain area, start the pilot implementation of family medicine program. All health worker at commune and village health worker have received salary and incentive from the government. All these activities will be strengthened to improve primary health care and to increase equity to assess the health care service. The eighth, strengthening health education and health promotion activities to increase awareness and behavior changes of population for prevention and control communicable disease, NCD, as well as improving quality of life. And the long-term target, the health sector in Vietnam is equity, quality, efficiency, and development. On this occasion, Vietnam would like to thank the World Health Organization for the strong leadership in health of the world and other international organizations and member countries for their support and the close collaboration extend to Vietnam in health sector. And thank you very much for your attention.